Three, two, one. Hello, and welcome to TBHB, the only podcast that deletes more content than it creates. I'm one of your hosts, Quinn.
I was gonna see how long that was gonna last. I'm Hunter.
I'm Hunter.
I'm actually a schizophrenic.
I'm Fade.
and we're Quinn.
We're Quinn. I'm Squidward. He's Squidward. You're Squidward. We're all Squidward.
Wait, hold on. Kerbal Space Program is free.
Yeah, I got the. I'm gonna have some fun.
Holy shit, I'm hard.
Bro, you ready for your fun fact?
Did you say what?
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah, the fun fact of the day. Did you know that shit is the most popular swear word on Facebook? And the other ones in the top five are fuck, damn, bitch, and crap.
Crap.
Crap is
crap is not a swear word.
Well, for Facebook users it is.
Because they're like 85.
I'm surprised the N-word isn't up there.
You say hell and they have like a heart attack. They're true. All old.
All old.
Dude, our Facebook women. Listeners are gonna like shoot us now. Oh no.
Finds them where they're going.
No. Probably fucking Facebook. I hate that shit. Why is it still around?
I don't know.
Because middle-aged white women. They keep it afloat. There's nothing else.
Find something else. Like how they've been laughing at the same shitty jokes for 30 years.
Minions.
What the fuck you just say to me? Onions?
Minions. Exercise? I thought you said extra fries. Bro, I love the Minions.
Dude, my favorite one is Kevin.
I like Stu.
Stu is cool.
I believe, no, Stu's not the one-eyed one, is he?
The what one?
No, Stu is the one-eyed one. I was thinking of Kevin
is the one-eyed one.
Kevin's the tall one.
Yeah, isn't he the one with one eye?
He has two eyes. So does the really small one. That's the little baby one. Stu is the one-eyed one. Yeah, Bob is the small one.
Oh, no, Stuart. You're thinking about Stuart is the one with the one eye. Not, yeah.
Stu.
Yeah. I love Kevin, though.
You're on a nickname basis with Stuart.
He loves me, man.
Wait, there's a guy in the Minions called Walter Jr.?
Ain't no way.
Open the door. Open the door. Who the fuck is Walter Jr.? He's the oldest son of Walter Nelson and Mage Nelson, an older brother of Tina and Binky.
Why is there so many of them? Why do they all have names?
Let's read about them.
Man, I wonder what the Minions did during the Second World War.
I wonder who they worked for.
They're in the Ice Cave during the Second World War?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because from Napoleon until the 70s, they were in an ice cave with a Yeti.
Bro, Walt Jr.'s...
I see how they got the way.
I'm telling you, some dude at that board meeting was like talking about the idea. He's like, yeah, they'll just serve whoever they think is the most evil at the time. And then the Jewish dude at the board meeting went, guys. Guys, great concept. Very cartoony. issue. Small issue. 1939.
Dude, fucking Binky, Walt Jr.'s brother, he's a baby, and he looks like Stewie from
the Minions movie, right? It's the family that they hitch a ride with.
Yeah,
at
Orlando, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who's playing with a lighter? Walter Nelson? Walter Jr., actually, Walter Nelson Jr. His occupation is criminal, but he's like 12 or something.
Yeah, because they're all criminals. You go to criminal.
Bro is also built like the fucking Indiana Jones boulder.
Oh, yeah.
You push bro down a hill and you kill a whole fucking block. What
the
fuck?
Happened. I think they pushed him and he just tumbled over people when they were trying to escape.
He also got a fucking bowl cut. Humpty Dumpty got the cut.
For real.
Why'd they make him look like that? When Binky is for real Stewie. That's really funny. There's a guy named Herb. Why does he look like that?
I remember Herb.
Yeah, he has a mullet.
No, I remember Herb.
I remember Herb too now. He's a laid-back man.
Herb.
But my favorite one is Felonious, just because he's the main guy, and also his name is Felonious.
Not in the Minions movie.
Why
he's
are you
not...
on a first-name basis with Gru?
Do you mean Felonious?
My man, the big F-dog?
I totally forgot there was a guy named... There was a guy named Balthazar.
Balthazar?
Balthazar Brat. I'm pretty sure he was in the second movie. He was the antagonist.
Oh, yeah, he's the bad guy.
He had the keytar.
Yeah.
I
forgot about the fucking...
Wait. No, that's the third movie.
Is it the...
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He's...
Oh, yeah.
The second movie has the luchador.
Yeah, yeah. Eduardo.
Where the Why purple you know this people's name? Why you know this?
Because I liked these movies as a kid. Eduardo Perez.
I well and truly don't understand your obsession with the
movies. I don't know, maybe you're just fucking
you're
lame.
Worse than a Facebook mom. Like,
dude, it's not the Minions. It's Felonious and his brother Drew. Or we could go by off of their parent, Robert. Robert Grew.
Robert named his kids Felonious and Drew.
And what'd you say, Hunter?
What about the mother? Wasn't
Marlena. Let me double check if
Aren't
that's
they
right.
Like princes or something? Of a
yeah,
country?
Yeah. I was actually right about the names. Robert and Melina are the right
Why
names.
Did you know that?
I actually knew it.
Why did you know that? What is wrong with you? I thought you had the page pulled up already. No. This man's a fucking psychopath.
So again, no one was fucking despicable me.
I legitimately am like speechless.
Oh, Mr. I do have the page pulled up now. I forgot about Mr. Perkins. He was the big guy.
From the first movie.
Yeah, the fat one.
The father of Hector.
Yeah, he was 69 years old.
He's the banker. Yeah.
Nice. Good age.
Hold on.
So, but you know what? I would like to issue to you a sort of quiz. Fade. Can you give us like a timeline, like chronologically, of the Minions and Despicable Me franchise?
Oh, okay. Let me try to remember this stuff without like looking at the page. I'm gonna close the page.
Like chronologically, from the beginning of their in lore time.
Oh, if I remember, in lore time. Oh boy, what was so?
I can do this. You better.
I don't know if I can. Why can you do this? I just know
because
the names.
I don't know the names. I just know the timeline.
I do know the Despicable Me lore.
Like I actually don't know all of the lore. Wasn't like you know, weren't the Minions originally in an ice cave and like they got like
take
freed?
Take the shot.
Not originally.
And just give us like a from the beginning.
Oh,
story.
I don't remember where the Minions.
You, and if you're wrong,
I don't remember where the Minions.
I'll go
were.
Next, and then I firmly believe that Hunter will beat me at it.
I don't remember where the Minions were. I just cared about Despicable Me. The Minions are cringe.
No. Right. Give me the Despicable Me Minions timeline.
Well, I don't know.
You believe canonically it starts.
Oh, okay. Well, one day they there was like nothing, and then the Big Bang happened, and it was a big minion. It was a big circular minion that happened to look like Earth.
And Fade beats me.
Okay.
And after that, these little amoebas started to form, and they also looked like these funny little banana men. And so eventually, after like a little bit of time or whatever, they became dinosaurs. But these dinosaurs were actually just minions, but like they looked horrifically deformed. Like if you imagine like a Stegosaurus, but it's actually just a minion stretched out. He still has the overalls and the goggles, but we don't know that because it's just bones now. We just think it was
Okay,
something else.
I'm going to call this one a fail.
No.
I'm going to attempt to from my memory
But like, how do you know that that's not the
do
truth?
because I'm
We
pretty
don't
sure
know
that's
history
not
all the
it.
way back to the beginning.
I'm pretty sure
Fate
that's
could be
not it.
correct.
So,
Okay.
if I remember correctly, the beginning of the Minion movie starts with a zoom in on these little yellow dots. Right, and they're single-celled organisms, probably in the amoebae family, probably somewhere around. I would estimate. Let's see, they were with the dinosaurs, right? So, probably 100 million to 230 million years ago, right? And somehow, despite the fact that they are very clearly single-celled organisms surviving only on like algae matter, they develop full eyes, just entire eyeballs. Which, by the way, are a multicellular structure. And then they watch, like, another amoebae eat a smaller amoebae, and they start following the homie around. And eventually they become fish. And that's probably somewhere around, I don't know, probably 100 million years ago, they become fish, right? And they start following these fish around, and the fish eats the dude, and so on and so forth. Until I believe they follow. I want to say it's like a lizard on the land. Probably somewhere around like 50 million years ago. And then that lizard gets eaten by a dinosaur. Also, at one point, I know for a fact that they have like starfish boobs. Or like they have the concept of a bra made out of coconuts and starfish. I think. Am I wrong? I think I'm right.
They do have coconut bras, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't think they call them bras because they don't understand the word.
I don't know. They were speaking like Spanglish when they
Well,
came out, however.
technically the Minions language is derived of German, Spanish, Russian, English,
It's nonsense. It's
Dutch.
whatever the hell Steve Carell felt like saying at any given moment.
Steve Carell didn't voice the minion.
I thought, no, you're right. He voiced
He voiced
Thelonious.
Thelonious, yeah.
So either way, they follow a dinosaur around for a while until the dinosaur gets, I believe he like falls into a volcano or gets hit with an asteroid or something, right? And then they follow a caveman. And then from a caveman to a knight. Or maybe it was a king. I don't think it was very clear as to what position that man had.
Probably a knight.
And they went from that to Napoleon. But at the battle in Russia, they accidentally shoot Napoleon with a cannon, killing him. Which is, by the way, alternate history. Alternate history that the minions killed Napoleon. And so the French army, probably the fourth French army, because I believe that's the one that invaded Russia, chases down the minions until they run into a big cave where they encounter a yeti. And then that yeti kind of hell, you know, has them chill in that cave because they're like sealed in there for, I think that's like a 200 years until the 1970s. I think that's the Minion lore.
Man, I love minions.
Okay, so I may have zoned out for a second, but I think there was a few things that he missed. So they went on land, followed the lizard, eaten by a dinosaur, they followed dinosaur, killed dinosaur. With a huge boulder, follow caveman, caveman die by bear, follow
I forgot about the
bear.
bear.
They somehow make it to Egypt. They
Great.
hit the pyramids with a glass bottle. You know, like how sailors hit glass bottles on their ships when I don't know fucking thing for that is, but they did that to the pyramid. It caused the pyramid to fall over and fall on top of.
They crested the pyramid with like a bottle of alcohol.
Yes, and they've killed the every. They kill all
like what sailors do. Yeah, sailors do that. Where like when a ship is about to like actually sail.
Yeah, I know. Time.
So I did that, and it fell on the Egyptian king. They kill all of their rulers except for Thelonious, I guess. Then they wake up Dracula with a happy birthday. I think by opening the casket the and sun, opening the sun. And they open up the curtains and the light just flashed straight onto Dracula. they killed Napoleon. They got chased into the ice tunnel. They hid out in the ice tunnel for about 60 to 70s. I think they went to New York. Kind of walked around there for a bit. Ended up in Orlando because the family that took him in, who had even took them into their car, drove them to the criminal con. Evil con, something like that. Found another evil person, which was Whammon. She tasked everybody in the crowd to like steal a gem from her. If they did, they'd take whoever it was to be her partner in crime or whatever. They get the gem, they become partner in crime. Bad things happen, she starts to do bad things, they take her down because that's bad or something like that.
But I thought they only listened to evil people.
They do, but for some reason they took her down. I don't remember that part. And then after that happens, the end of the movie, Thelonious comes in. I think they fucking kicks dirt in her eye because she's stuck in an ice cube or some shit. Because
he freezes her.
And then the minions follow Gru. Despicable Me. They're just building a bunch of shit.
The Rise of Gru.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know that. So I'm skipping over that. I haven't seen it either. It will be on Netflix. Despicable Me. They're building a bunch of shit. They built a fart gun instead of a dart gun.
I remember that.
A fart gun, not a fart gun.
Yeah, they do that. They are planning to steal the moon. They do steal the moon for a bit, but Vector is like, give me the moon. But the shrink ray that he has only works for such time, so the moon started to grow back, and then it went back into the sky with Vector still on it. Vector is still on it to this day. It's been, 13 years since he's been chilling on the moon, somehow still alive.
Vector.
Thelonious adopts three girls who...
Gorls.
Gorls that tried to sell him some Girl Scout cookies, used them on Vector to get inside and steal some of the shit. Despicable Me 2 has the Gorls. Gru becomes a hero for a hero agency instead of a villain agency. Finds the love of his life, Judy. I think
Lucy.
Lucy.
Judy's
Lucy.
The hot bunny.
You're right. My bad. I'm thinking of Judy all the time. Sorry.
Bro, why would you call a bunny hot? That's so weird,
you did it
bro.
First.
No, I didn't. You're the one who just said
podcast.
It, bro. No,
have,
I didn't, bro.
You have
no.
Multiple
no,
times.
No, no, no,
and that
no,
episode
no.
Made it. I know for a fact that
okay,
weird.
Okay. Why do you have to call me out when I'm trying to gaslight you? You ruined my whole damn plan, man.
So, Lucy brings Gru into the hero agency. He's becoming big, but he fucks up, so they kick him out. Lucy goes to some other place, but while Lucy's gone, Gru's fighting this dude that turns minions purple, makes them crazy with some kind of super
That's
drug.
The luchador,
yeah. There's a guacamole hat that he has at his restaurant or his house or something, that because he owns a restaurant or some shit. He takes some of the minions, turns them purple, uses them against Gru. Gru has some anti-serum that's made with the jam or something. he shoots into the minion's mouth, they turn back, and then they all team up on the man's, and happily ever after, Lucy comes back, they get married, they have a little dance party. Despicable Me 3, Gru finds out that he has a brother who is rich as fuck and is evil.
Drew,
yes. I forget how this movie went, even though I literally watched it as soon as it came out.
I also watched it in theaters.
Yeah. I think they just go on a bunch of crazy, wacky adventures.
I think one of the girls falls in love with a French boy.
That was in the second movie. No, that was in both movies. Fall in love for somebody. Yeah, but that happens. Family reunion. Gru was taken into the poor side of his family with his mother, and Drew was taken with his father, who was hella rich. And at the end of the movie, they give Drew a 10-minute head start to go do some evil, and then that's how the movie ends. They go catch him because they're heroes. Yeah. Oh no, I forgot about Brad.
We've spent
there's another. No, it's fine. It's all for the minions. There's another evil guy that they have to take down because Gru's a hero, and they do.
Balthazar Brad,
who is voiced by somebody I can't remember. It's either Andy Samberg or Weird Al. Those are the only two names I can think of.
But he's a child actor turned evil man.
Yeah. And he likes gum.
Yeah. That's the minion section of the episode.
That's the entire Minions timeline except for Rise of Gru.
Dude, while we've been talking about this, I've just been looking up the Oppenheimer movie because it has Cillian Murphy.
I want to watch that. It looks good.
Bro, they recreated the explosion with those CGI.
I know. I can't wait to see it for how fucking wickedly awesome and cool it's going to be.
Apparently, like, before the showings of Avatar The Way of Water, during the weekend, Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, it's cool. There was, like, an independent preview before the Avatar The Way of Water, the weekend that, like, Avatar came out. There was, like, an independent preview that wasn't put online, and any of, like, any recordings that were put online of that independent preview were, nuked. Get it? But, I'm really funny. And then, so it's cool. Apparently, Christopher Nolan has said that he recreated the Trinity test without using a CGI.
So he just redid the Trinity test?
No, yeah. It was just with a bunch of teens.
I'm sure it was with black powder.
I mean, I think it would be really cool if he actually just blew up a nuke somewhere.
The U.S. government really getting hands off with that nuclear policy.
I do. They're getting hands on with the Oppenheimer movie.
Why do you say Oppenheimer like that?
I don't fucking.
Dane's now the weird one.
I have never heard his name pronounced before.
Yeah, it's Oppenheimer. I just told it to you as well.
He's like one of the most famous figures in all of science.
Yeah, I've only ever read it.
I've said it to you.
Not that I can remember. I don't talk. I don't talk about him a lot, dog. Oh, but that's where that comes from
the yeah.
God Vishnu. When they take human form, you get the point. He pulls it from some
mantras. Cool.
But he's it's funny the name. Guy who did the nuke.
It's the guy who blew.
It's Oppenheimer.
I want to be the next Oppenheimer. I want to make the next big explosion.
Bro, you can right now. You don't get it. Scientists just put a bunch of fucking bombs next to each other.
Just put enough next to each other and I can blow up half of the world.
Yeah, bro.
That's my goal.
I believe in you.
My main goal is to blow
up.
And then act like I don't know nobody. Dude,
yo, Nicolas Cage is gonna be Dracula?
What?
I still haven't seen The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
I haven't either, but I really want to. But also,
I really need to.
Nicolas Cage is gonna be, you know, Dracula in. It's in Once Upon a Time. Nicolas Cage starred in Vampires. It's gonna be. It's called Renfield. I don't know. That's cool. I'm on Opera's like shit right now because I do this during recordings to find things that just blurred out.
And, well, I think it's time for an ad break.
No.
It is. We burnt up 20 minutes talking about the Minions.
It's not burning up. It's giving vital information to our fucking fans.
Survival tactics. If you don't know all of your Minions lore, I'll shoot you.
Why did... Also, Hugh Jackman hates Ryan Reynolds.
Well, that sucks because we're going to an ad break. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. Welcome back to TBHB. Thank you for listening to the ads. We appreciate it so much. And we thank all of our sponsors for supporting us. Thanks for hitting your keyboard while I'm talking and doing the introduction.
Sorry, I'm answering a message.
Every single person who has like a hearing issue, like, you know, like a, what are they called? You know what I'm talking about.
Like you, sensory?
You can't, I also noises. Have a
sensory issue.
Yeah, every that. Single person with like a sensory issue is gonna just like never listen to us again.
I'm really then sorry, all people Hunter's with sensory fault. Issues. Anyways,
welcome back to TBHB.
I closed everything on my computer somehow. Anyways.
I messaged him not to say anything when you restarted the recording, so it would just be silent again. And then he did that.
I was messaging a buddy back.
What do you want?
Yes, I was. My phone is...
Or just be cool like me. I've been typing this entire... Right, be cool like me. I've been typing this entire time and nothing. Y'all hear nothing.
My mic doesn't really... Okay. My mic is cool. My keyboard anymore. I'm really happy.
Okay, I'll make sure that you guys can't hear.
Hunter just moved his mic closer. Dude.
Yeah, don't worry, man. I won't play. It won't be loud at all.
So, airplane food. Am I right?
We're gonna have to like trim
this. No, we're not.
I'm gonna trim the shit out of your mom.
Dude.
It's Mike.
You can't say that, bro. Dude, it's my mom's dead.
Yeah, bro. Why are you fucking hating on a dead woman?
My biological dad shot her in 2007.
Oopsie daisies. Oh no. It's stinky.
Uh-oh. Family gatherings get pretty heated in the household. Actually, there was a time that my biological dad did hop on some dude's... no, I think it was, like, some chick's back, and then he got shot at like, a family gathering.
Hot.
Yeah.
Nope.
He was trying to bite her face, because, I don't know, he's like, nuts or whatever. And then her bath husband was salts. Like... Her husband was like, the fuck you are? And then he shot at him like three times and hit him in the shoulder. It's pretty epic.
That's a pretty good aim.
Jeremy Renner got fucked up.
He did get fucked up. Got chewed out by a fucking snowplow.
Dude, I'm gonna chew you out, dog.
Or I'm gonna eat you out. Giggity, giggity, go.
Oh no, we're running out of things to say already. Oh
god. We burnt up all of our work on the two deleted episodes.
Oh no.
We just gotta start re saying what we said then.
So Jeopardy, am I right?
Pig.
Pig. Oh pig. Yeah.
Pig, you haven't sent me that.
Oops. I made an awful abomination last episode that was deleted because it got fucked up. It was awesome. It was this little guy, and he was a pig, but he had a really long neck because he had 13 other pig necks grafted onto his body. And he was in a lot of pain.
But he could see the sky.
How much pain?
He could see the sky. He could look up because pigs can't look up normally. But and like the other part of his body, like the other half of his body, was half of a horse, and it was sewed on there, and he was like crying blood and he was pissing himself at the same time, and it was pretty cool if you ask me. I liked it. It was pretty cool.
Little piss baby.
I'm gonna shit in your mouth.
And I'd like it.
Oh, what the
cool,
hell?
Guys.
This isn't my fault.
This is your fault.
This
Why
isn't
don't you
my
shit
fault.
In my mouth?
So what do you guys actually? Dude, this is my fault. Legitimate question for you guys. What do you guys think about like 500 hertz monitors?
That's pretty cool.
Because Alien World wants to come out with like a 500 monitor pretty soon.
My eyes can see that many frames, so.
My thoughts on it is that that's gonna leave a big ouchie.
Where? What's gonna hurt?
It's gonna be a big old pain.
500 hertz.
How so? I ain't doing this shit no more. I'm leaving the podcast again.
See, bro, but I don't want to change the emails again.
Don't
you dare. Not the emails.
Cope.
No.
Shut up. I fucking hate you.
Literally. Bro, I love you, though. Make love, not war.
I think 500.
Dude, why? We should go up to 1,000.
Because you won't be able to tell
25. Yes, you can.
No, you won't.
Be built different.
You'll look at
my can.
That's the same as my 160 hertz monitor.
No, my eyes can see like up to 600 FPS.
I'm not sure that's true.
How do you know? You don't see through my eyes. You're not fade.
Worse vision than me.
Yeah, no, I traded my like my picture quality for frames.
You run the world on low right now.
Man, put his shit on fucking frames than performance. Answer his animations off.
No, but then I got screens to put over my eyes called glasses, and they gave me best of both worlds. It's like a graphics card. I got some GPU on my fucking face right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems really dumb to me. It's like 500 hertz screen. You're not gonna be able to tell the difference. You're just
Much
gonna
is
look
it?
At it and be like, high def.
But it looks cool.
The thing is, pig got deleted.
It will look very different.
Yeah, the pig got deleted.
No! Why'd you delete the pig?
Well, I thought I saved it, but I ended up clearing it first.
You motherfucker.
It was an accident.
Well, at least we do have our first piece of fan art.
Do we? Oh, shit, we do.
I'm going to take a picture of it tomorrow and put it up on the Instagrams.
Because Payday 3 is coming out this year, and I'm kind of hard.
Yes, it is. But you know what else is coming up this year?
I have a confession, guys. I haven't played the first two Paydays.
What the? Well, no one's played the
Bro,
first
there's
one.
There's a Payday 1?
Yeah, no one's played the first one. Everybody only plays the second Payday.
I have not played Payday 2. I played a single
okay.
game of play, Payday 2 with my friend at PlayLive on his...
How much is it on Steam?
15.
It's $9.99. You have a job. Get Payday 2. If you haven't played it, you're a weirdo.
I'm not going to get Payday
2. Why not?
I don't care.
It's a good game.
What if it's not?
I
what
play.
It's a good
like,
game. Why haven't
I
played it?
I play
in
as
years?
Ron Perlman.
What if like you, I get all this hype, and like then I play it.
No, it's a good game, but then you refund it because it's you have up to 2 weeks to refund it if you don't like it.
Yeah,
well,
but what if
so
I
Steam
don't
says,
like it and then I have to tell everyone in the world that I don't like Payday? They're like, oh, you tried Payday too? No, I hate it. I despise.
Well, then,
just say
but
no. Then, I haven't played it.
But then you get
That's
to be all quirky,
lie.
And you're like
yeah,
quirked up.
To people.
I lie all the time.
Fade's lying right now too.
Yeah,
Fade's
I've
saying
actually...
Payday 2 is a great game.
What the fuck?
Fade the dishonest narrative.
Dude, it is a great game. I paid $2 so I can play as Ron Perlman. Okay.
I paid $30 to get the game, and I've played it 5 times.
You
on my PC.
Know who Ron Perlman is, man.
You know
Look.
Who Ron I know who Ron Perlman is.
Look up Ron Perlman. You'll know who he is.
This is going to sound awful.
What do you mean it's going to sound awful? It's Ron Perlman.
I mean,
Ron fucking Perlman.
Move your mic away, you bastard.
My desk is tiny.
Listen here, you muskrat.
Listen here, you
Put the mic in your mouth, and then it muffles the keyboard sound.
It's Ron Perlman.
Yeah, it's Hellboy. It's Ron Perlman. It's Hellboy. Or also Clay from Sons of Anarchy. He says bad words in that show.
He says bad words that me and you cannot say.
Does he always do roles where his face is like covered in different kinds of like super heavy makeup? Because it just seems like...
No, look up Clay Sons of Anarchy.
I don't want to.
Don't be a little bitch. Come on.
It's fine. I've seen him with my mother in the same room, and I was fine. It's not bad. He's just an old man with arthritis.
I don't think Quinn was afraid. The guy looks
like I can see him without makeup. I just see a lot of roles of him very heavily in makeup. Yeah,
and there's a biker DLC for Payday 2 where the character is literally just mo-capped Ron Perlman. And you just play as him. And I've never been happier.
Sounds hot.
It is. And you get like a repeating shotgun. It's awesome. I love Ron Perlman.
We dig guys, Ron Perlman.
We do dig Ron Perlman. I want to dig Ron Perlman out.
Hellboy was pretty neat.
It was a really good movie. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, is down to $4.95. But it's also mixed reviews. Oh, this came out today? What?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. January 5th,
2023. No. Scott
Pilgrim, The World, The Game, Complete Edition, released January 5th, 2023.
Is it a fucking 16-bit looking game, 8-bit looking game?
It's a beat-em-up, yeah, but it says
that the release date. That came out last year.
It says release date January 5th, 2023.
Cool, it came out last year.
But I think you're wrong, because they released it on Steam.
Okay, but it came out last year.
But that's literally not true.
It is. I played it on Xbox when I had
that's a different
Game Pass
version. No,
last year.
That's a different version.
It's not. It's the same thing if it's a beat-em-up.
Nah.
Side-scrolling beat-em-up.
You're just busted in the head.
Talking with you all day definitely makes me bust in the head, but I know I'm right.
Nah, you're not right. See, release date.
I don't believe you.
We were both wrong.
2 years ago?
2010.
So then this ain't even the right one. What the fuck?
Hold on. But it released, but actually we could also be both right because it released on Steam today.
Well, yeah, then it released on Steam, but, you know.
But yeah, the Nintendo version was 2021. But Scott Pilgrim the World versus the World the Game initial release date was
Holy
August
shit.
10th, 2010.
Yes, you are right. We are both wrong. Shit.
Yeah. Dude, I'm like Ramona Flowers.
Why did this game take so fucking long to port? God damn.
13 years.
Yeah, no, because this fucking came out at least 2010.
It came out in 2010.
On Xbox.
Well, I mean to port, you know.
Me when I take 2 years to port.
Me when I'm porting your mom.
Why does it say Valheim is similar to this game?
Because it is similar.
I don't think that's true. I don't think Valheim is similar.
Because you're versus the world. You're versus your surroundings.
I don't know about that, buddy.
I know about that. Valheim is literally just Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, you know, like, what I'm saying, right? You know, is...
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
saying,
right?
Hit the Pentagon!
No!
Like Michael in D&D, he hit the Pentagon after he hit those two funny towers.
The fuck happened? What?
Michael caused 9/11.
No, we can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm sorry. I caused 9/11.
Oh, okay, that's better.
It was me, guys. I killed all those people. I hijacked the plane. I'm also DB Cooper. I parachuted out of that bitch right before it hit.
Bro, You're fucking old.
Yeah.
Damn. You know,
my favorite restaurant has the DB Cooper burger.
What place is that?
Escadia Bar and Grill.
Oh, I should have tried that.
Pretty damn good.
I had the blackened chicken, like spicy fucking bowl. Nice. I like noodles and shit in it. She is spicy. I was only really like half.
But Quinn, why can't I say what I said?
What do you mean? You can't say that.
I can't say they hit the Pentagon?
They hit the Pentagon?
No, you can't say that. That's not.
Okay, I can't say that I caused 9/11.
You're correct. That.
Okay, but we can say that fucking George Bush had something to do with it.
Probably not.
That Dick Cheney was behind it, not behind it, but knew about it.
You know what, though? You know what?
You're gonna kick me off.
Dude.
I didn't say who said it. I just said we.
You're gonna kick me off. I'm gonna
kick us off.
Yeah, what's Obama's last name?
Obama.
Obama.
Cheese sandwich.
Have you guys ever met the guy who wrote Cheese Sandwich?
I want to so bad.
I know you have. I've heard about you all meeting him.
He lives just down my hill.
Yeah, he does not live that far from you.
Yeah, I could walk down there and be like, "Yo, you got another cheese sandwich?"
You guys like brought a copy of the CD and asked for like autographs.
What if I get like bread, right? Bread and put cheese on it, and then I put the disc in it, and then I give it to him.
Monterey Jack.
You know what?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna give you a CD, and I want a copy, Quinn. I want cheese. I just want cheese sandwich.
I have a copy of on the disc on CD.
Yeah, I want you to burn it onto a disc for me, but only that song for an hour.
Can I get a disc burner to burn cheese sandwich onto me?
I think we should leave a link to cheese sandwich in the description of this episode, so people know what we're talking about.
I'm actually not going to make it convenient for everyone. I'm at the end of this, I'll record my own little thing and just reading out the URL and put it at the end so you have to type it in.
But every time you say a letter, you have to be like W for wolf, N for biscuit, L for lacrosse.
Yeah, yeah, you get it.
Four dude, for four.
Sackboy A Big Adventure is on sale this weekend.
Bro, I love Sackboy. He's my favorite PlayStation character.
They call me Sackboy in the sack. Get it? I don't have sex.
Let's go.
I've never felt the touch of another.
Oh, but I touch you all the time.
Not consensually.
I know.
Oh, no. My Quinn, help.
No, Quinn's a part of it. Quinn's a part of it. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Quinn is a...
What? Nope, that's not going in. Quinn will not post the episode if that's in.
Faye, you know how to bleep.
I do know how to bleep.
Have fun bleeping that out.
That would be fun.
I'm sure that's what you're saying, like, Quinn is, and I'm just gonna cut off and just bleep it so it sounds worse than it is.
I'm not sure you can get worse than that.
Well, you missed it. I was saying how I've never felt the touch of another. Hunter was like, but I touch you all the time, and I said, not consensually. And then he said, you were in on it. Like you told him to do it or something.
Nope. Not going in.
Why won't you play into the bit, Quinn? I'm cutting all this out anyways.
Not going in. We have like 5 minutes of usable. Like audio.
No, we have like 5 minutes of audio I have to cut out.
We have 20 minutes of minions.
We just really love the minions. You know, Quinn, I know something that you know a pretty decent amount about.
What's that?
Avatar the Last Airbender.
That's not true.
Yes, you know it. Tell us the lore. Tell us the lore.
So a long time ago in a galaxy that's
not super far. It's like, you know, it's like a couple blocks, galactically speaking. There's this dragon, right?
Yes,
he's
dragon.
He's spiraling around these islands, and he's going, wee! Because, you know, he's having a good time. He's flying around these islands. But these asshole humans fucking snatch his ass in a net. And they go, hey, dragon, fucking, you can breathe fire, right? And the dragon goes, hey, yeah, sure. And he breathes fire. The humans are like, okay, teach us to do that. And so because the dragon is just like, okay, fine. Because, you know, he just wants to get back to, like, flying and shit. He teaches the humans how to breathe fire. Opposite side of the planet. Some homies are falling in love in a tunnel. They meet a big badger. And they go, hey, badger, I want to dig tunnels like you. And the badger goes, okay. So they can now. And then in the North Pole, some dude learns to bend water. I don't know what the waterbender story is. And in the high mountains, some dude's talking with a flying bison, and he goes, hey, what if I learned to fly? And the bison was like, yo, you can now. And so they did. And then this one guy learns all four of them, right? He can dig tunnels. He can breathe fire. He can waterbend. He can fly. And so all the magical powers come together. And they go, 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 Power Rangers. And they form the Megazord.
Was it Power Rangers? The Megazord. My favorite one was the pink one.
They have this fight with Godzilla. And that results in a kid being born named Avatar.
He was born with cancer. That's why he's bald.
Who's blue. And he lives on this planet called the Way of Water. And there's a war between the humans who are coming to the planet, right?
Yes.
Over the natural resources. Because they're killing Earth actively. And the Avatar, who also is like part of... There's more blue people than just the Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes... He walks up to the guy and he's like, bro, this sure is Avatar 2, The Way of Water. And then he fucking kills him. But don't worry, because that guy comes back for Avatar 3, The Way of Water.
Nah, the bearer of the seed, bro. Seed bearer. Seed.
Avatar 3, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Bro!
And then the good guys win. The blue men, they win. And whale sex.
Dude, I want to sex a whale.
I honestly have had sex with many a whale.
Me too. Not
many a whale, bro.
In multiple whales, if you will.
Whaleless? Whale. Whales, like the place.
Yeah, I had sex with whales.
Bro. Dude,
that's awesome. I've always wanted to have sex with whales. The
Did
place.
You record it, though?
Yes.
Receipts?
Sex tape coming soon.
Bro, let's go.
Speaking of that, hold on.
What?
Fade's 18, so he's decided to share the sex tape.
Prince Harry regrets Googling Meghan Markle's sex scenes.
Fucking what?
I saw that like an hour ago on Opera. Prince Harry, he was Googling Meghan Markle's sex scenes.
Who's Meghan Markle?
I've heard that name before.
Isn't that his wife?
No.
Is it?
Because her name's Meghan.
Is it?
I think. Yeah.
She's an American. She's Duchess of Sussex.
Maybe she is
born,
his wife.
She's an American member of the British royal family. Oh.
Yeah.
But then why does he regret looking up his sex tapes? I hate seeing my wife naked.
God.
Wait, which one looked up her sex tapes?
Her husband, Prince Harry. She's like a big like American actress. That's how I knew. I knew her. Meghan Markle. Either way, speaking of big people, Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. She did the ball drop thing this year. The New Year's thing. And yeah, that was her. She's awesome. Apparently, she's fucking Miley Cyrus's godmother.
Dope.
I didn't know that. Poor Dolly Parton. That's all I gotta say.
Nah, that's dope, man. You got a godmother that's Dolly Parton. I mean, it sucks for who it is.
I wish my godmother was fucking Dolly Parton. I could go to Dolly Land whenever I fucking wanted to. I want to go to Dolly Land so bad.
Bro, what's that Dolly Land? I've never seen.
It's just a theme park that's about Dolly Parton.
Bro, but like, I need a like, picture.
Imagine
bro.
Getting so popular, you have your own theme park.
I mean, she built it herself. It's not like
bro.
She was like, you know what?
Well, I mean, but it's like popular. There's multiple of them.
Hey, guys, you want to hear something interesting about that?
What?
That's a JoJo reference.
Nope. What is?
Polnareffland and Dolly Land.
Dolly Parton is cooler than Polnareff.
Fuck you, he's a turtle, bitch. Turtles are cool.
Yeah, he might be a turtle, but Dolly Parton is a fucking legend.
I'm sorry, but turtles are just cool.
Dude, I'm sorry, but you're just, like, lame, dude. You don't understand the magic that is Dolly Parton.
You don't understand
you'll
turtles.
You'll get it when you're older.
I am older, and I like turtles.
You're not even an adult.
Fucking
dude. Dude, actual some people. A literal child is questioning the two adults. Wow. Get out of here.
Hey, Fade, remember that time you touched me when you were an adult? And no. I was a child. It wasn't very cash money.
No, I don't.
You were 17, it was quite the opposite. You were 18, Hunter. That's not going to work.
I'm a child. That made me feel weird.
Dude, you're capping, dude. You can't
made
say
me feel
this
a
on
certain
air.
Way that wasn't great.
I'm so glad we don't live stream. I really am.
I think we should.
I think we should never.
Well, if we live stream, I'm more behaved because I've been in the live streaming world. I am a very famous
very
streamer.
Popular live streamer.
I have almost 50 followers.
Those of you
I'm playing
PopCat. I want you guys to tell us how many of you come from Hunter's live stream.
Yeah, all of you need
guys,
to.
I also
all
want,
my fans.
Anybody who actually listens to this, if you're in the same town as us, you know who you are. Whenever you see us in public, take pictures of us and email them to us. But make sure we don't see you. We make them only of Quinn and email
that.
Them and make sure we don't see you.
Did
and
I tell
email
you
them.
He just like takes photos from inside of my car when I'm not.
Yes,
in my car.
I was there. And then when we got out there, AB was like Batman and was gone.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we were at the place that we're doing the dance that we're doing at, and AB and AB, Quinn gets a picture on their phone of the inside of their car from AB. We go outside and AB is gone.
What the fuck?
AB was
like it wasn't like I walked out there slowly. I ran out to my car.
Yeah, but it was like AB was like Batman. I'm playing PopCat Click. I have 23,000 clicks on this
yeah,
website.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Can you hear
whenever you talk, I can hear the clicks.
Oh, I'm almost to 24,000.
Good job.
Almost there.
Quinn.
Yeah.
I found another game that has piqued my interest. You know, like how you do your little thing that I've kind of started to do now.
Yeah.
That you used to do. It's called let me pull it up again so I can
What'd you start doing that Quinn used to do?
It's called Merge Miners.
Merge miners.
It's kind of like the evolution games, but you merge tools together and you click a drop button. And if you have powerful enough tools, it breaks blocks and then you get rewards.
Oh,
so
it's
I'm on
the
like
shitty
a level
Google
200.
Play Store games. I also get
yeah.
those.
Yeah, I don't download every single one. I skip a few and find one that looks interesting. And that one has piqued my interest. I'm on level 200.
Guys, I'm so happy. Avatar 2 Way of Water finally broke top 10 in the international box office, guys.
Top 10. Oh,
it pulled,
no.
Guys, it pulled ahead of Furious 7 and The Avengers.
My favorite Furious 7.
My favorite character is Spider.
I hate you. I hate you.
No, you don't. You love
worst
Spider.
Worst character in that movie.
I like the way of the water. That's my favorite thing about that movie.
My favorite thing is when Spider is like, I'm about to land the way of water, and then watered all over everybody.
And that's our episode.
Hold on. How much did it make, though? Hold on. Highest grossing movies of all time. I mean, I wish you'd tell me.
Hey, if you're looking up how much it made, why are you looking like that? Why don't you just look up Avatar 2 Way of Water?
Because I just want to see the thing. Yeah, Avatar, wow, that's a lot of money, man. Puss in Boots made, The Last Wish made $2.2
million. Mm.
The film has made $1.5 billion.
Is that the highest grossing film?
No, that's Avatar Way of Water.
Yeah, no, which one's the highest grossing film?
Avengers Endgame.
Endgame? How much did that make?
Like $3 billion.
That's a lot of money. That movie was okay. Pretty cool.
Bro, it was so good that I've rewatched it about 10 times now.
Oh no, I guess due to inflation, technically Avatar, the original Avatar, is still the highest grossing film.
How much?
1 second, let me check. I gotta find the list.
Well,
oh no, sorry, they're still Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind in 1939, like when you count for inflation, made $3.9 billion. Then Avatar made $3.5 billion. Titanic made $3.2 billion.
Interesting.
If you don't count inflation, Avatar made $2.9 billion, Avengers Endgame made $2.7 million, and Titanic made $2.1 billion.
Inflation.
Yeah, The Way of Water has $1.5 billion.
Pretty cool.
Spider-Man No Way Home made $1.9 billion. That's a lot of dollars.
Do be a lot of dollar dues.
That movie was pretty fire, though.
Yes, I've watched it even more than Endgame.
Which movie?
No Way Home.
No.
That shit was pretty awesome.
Pretty good.
It was.
I love Zendaya.
Is it?
Zendaya.
Yeah, it's Zendaya.
Is it Zendaya? I don't know.
Okay, now you're back to being the weird one.
I don't know why.
Kratos.
I've never thought about how.
Kamehameha.
Say it.
Command. It's not how you should say
that
it.
That is how you should say it. Like, because he's
it's
Greek.
It's not.
He's Greek. But he's not a real Greek character.
Yeah, this one is completely
Kratos
different.
Is a guy.
This
not like this
a,
guy.
This one is completely different.
Kratos and Kratos are two different people.
God, Quinn. Get
Kratos
off your
is
high
the
horse
God
for one.
And Kratos is some old fucking bum on the side of the street.
See, Quinn, this is why you. I'm gonna
yeah,
bleep that out.
Fucking,
but,
Fucking.
Are you guys excited for Dune Part 2?
Yes.
I'm also really excited for the Dune Survival MMO.
It's coming out this year.
We actually need to go watch it together and not.
We do. All of
and
us.
And not go
us.
Watch it at different times. We need to all watch
when
it.
When I get in there. When I get in there, I'm going. When I get in there, I'm going to announce very loudly in the theater that my name is Fade.
I'm going to announce the ending of the entire series.
But yeah, I'm going to be like, guys, my name is Fade. Legally, that's my government name.
I'm cooler than all of you because I am literally named
I'm
from
literally
this movie.
A Dune reference. I'm a Dune reference. Yeah.
My entire existence is a Dune reference.
I'm gonna name my kids after characters in Dune.
And then when you should name one Fade. And then when Fade shows up on the screen, I'm gonna start clapping and like hooting and hollering. Straight up horn swaggling.
I still can't believe they made Christopher Walken Shaddam the Fourth.
Hunter, can we agree?
Hey, I'm Christopher Walken. I'm Shaddam.
I'm Christopher Walken here.
The Emperor of the Known
I'm
Universe.
I'm Shaddam.
I'm Shaddam walking-y.
Let me pull up some Shaddam the Fourth quotes.
Dude, that sounds like Saddam Hussein.
Oh. That's a different person.
I don't think it is.
But your lack of action demanded me. Your dreadful mismanagement, your bad judgment, and assigning to Raban the governorship. You forced me to come here personally and set things straight personally.
You're forgetting the wonky thing he does with his voice.
What's the wonky,
yeah.
What's the wonky thing?
No, I'm not a fucking voice actor. I can't do that.
Hunter, I think we can agree Quinn is an unholy shrew.
You know what?
That I participates agree. In hanky-panky.
I agree. Quinn is of the most foul of shrews.
For real, absolute swine, hanky-panky yeah. enjoyer, horn swaggler.
Not like the failure thing, but like stinky, garbage-ridden, gross, horrible, nasty, sick, nasty, even.
Thick, ooey, gooey, no good, rotten.
Sticky, fucking.
What makes me sticky?
Pants pissed, shitty britches, fucking. Okay. Man soiled.
I think it's time for us to call this episode to a close.
Quinn didn't deny any of it.
If you Quinn's like really the episode, sticky. Go ahead and give it a like and favorite it on anywhere you listen to your spot your podcast. You can find us
your Spotify on your Spotify.
Favorite us.
Oh, you're
Spotify.
Tripping over your words.
Favorite us on your Spotify.
Yeah, on your Spotify.
You can find us on Instagram at what is our Instagram?
You got this. I believe in you.
I actually don't know.
Yes, you do. Even Fade knows.
At three boys half oh, a I brain. Don't.
Yeah, it's literally the name of the fucking podcast.
Which I wasn't.
Whoa.
You can follow. You can find us on Instagram at three boys half a brain, or at Twitter at three boys half
no.
a brain.
No Twitter, Twitter.
No bad. Twitter.
I'm on our Twitter right now.
And can I say one last have... thing before we go?
I'm deleting our Twitter right now.
Thank
can
you.
I say, before we go, can I say one last thing to end the recording on?
Yeah.
No, because I have to say something. All right.
Okay, you say your thing first. Awesome. My big announcement is